latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester City headlines, and we'll start with the news that boss Pep Guardiola in City will be delighted to be crowned the new king of Fergie Town after Man City grabbed another late goal against West Ham. City equalled the Premier League record of 13 consecutive victories with a 2-1 success at the Etihad Stadium and have a chance to break new ground against their rivals at Old Trafford on Sunday. There have been romps and thrashings on the way, but their past four matches have all been settled in the final 10 minutes, with David Silva's 83rd minute finish against the Hammers a relatively early decider by recent standards. Guardiola is more than happy to take a reputation and one sown by Red Devils boss Sir Alex Ferguson, whose sides were renowned for late goals. He said, "I heard about the Fergie tent. I was not here in England in that period, but of course you have to have that. What you have shown in the last game is we never give up. If we can take something about the Fergie tent, it is welcome. Our pleasure." Defender John Stones is targeting a return from his hamstring injury during the Premier League's packed Christmas period. 23-year-old defender has missed the club's last three games and one Champions League fixture after being subbed off with an injury against Leicester. When asked, he told Sky Sports, "It's been a long time since I've been out injured. The rehab is going well. I hope I'll be back soon. I'd like to be back out there for Christmas, but let's see where it goes. I think it might just be after." Moving on, and finally, and former player Pablo Zabaleta enjoyed his return in front of his former fans with West Ham on Sunday. Although his new team didn't get the result, he has now backed his former club to go all the way in the title race. He told the Man City website, "There's still a long way to go. The gap between them and the rest is big at the moment. But the Premier League is hard, and hopefully they are big contenders for the title. I hope they win it. They are doing great and have a great team." That's all in for the latest Man City headlines. We'll have more news later.